This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Young generation like Prime Minister Trudeau, half of this cabinet are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. So if we penetrate the cabinets.
Everything we discuss is then leaked to the paper, that's not appropriate. And that's not all the way the conversation was conducted.
Canadians are watching very closely. Obviously, everyone in China should be allowed to express themselves, should be allowed to share their perspectives, and indeed protest. We're going to continue to ensure that China knows we'll stand up for human rights, we'll stand with people who are expressing themselves. We also need to make sure that China and places around the world are respecting journalists and their ability to do their job.
The level of admiration I actually have for China, because their basic dictatorship is allowing them to actually turn their economy around on a dime and say we need to go green as fast as we need to start investing in solar. I mean, there is a flexibility that I know Stephen Harper must dream about of having a dictatorship that he could do everything he wanted. That I find quite interesting.
Regardless of the fact that we are attacking your fundamental rights, or limiting your fundamental rights, and the Charter says that's wrong, we're still going to go ahead and do with it.
The small fringe minority of people who are on their way to Ottawa or who are holding unacceptable views that they're expressing do not represent the views of Canadians who have been there for each other, who know that following the science and stepping up to protect each other is the best way to continue to ensure our freedoms, our rights, our values as a country. We are not intimidated by those who hurl insults and abuse at small business workers and steal food from the homeless. We won't give in to those who fly racist flags. We won't cave to those who engage in vandalism or dishonor the memory of our veterans. So to those responsible for this behavior, it needs to stop. The Emergencies Act will be used to strengthen and support law enforcement agencies at all levels across the country.
As of today, a bank or other financial service provider will be able to immediately freeze or suspend an account without a court order.
Justin Trudeau, I mean, I thought he was kind of a cool guy. But I started to read what he said. This is a couple of weeks ago. He was, or maybe this is September, but he was talking about people who are not vaccinated. He said they don't believe in science. They're often misogynistic, often racist. No, they're not.
That was not smart of him at all.
Right. He said, but they take up space. And with that, we have to make a choice in terms of a leader as a country. Do we tolerate these people? It's like, tolerate them? Now you do sound like him.
Well, the Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
Christmas 2022 is almost here, and we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Open Tumor Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You got it. All right, you want to go?
The evil abuse of children that the world is waking up to today has been going on for many, many years. The Industrial Revolution was fueled by hundreds of thousands of children sold off of orphan trains at local fairs across the country, many of which were born within orphan asylums and referred to as foundlings. History shows us that not everyone sees an innocent child as someone to protect, and the Balenciaga scandal is exposing a hidden cult that celebrates the death and torture of children. The same photographer who placed the Supreme Court ruling on child porn in the Balenciaga ad that sparked this whole recent scandal also did a photo shoot for France's Double magazine that featured a traumatized-looking child having her passport photo taken for a trip to the same Disney cruise line that provides snorkeling trips off the coast of Epstein's Island, otherwise known as Little St. James. Both photo shoots appear to have been styled by Russian stylist Lada Volkova, a highly celebrated stylist in the fashion industry who works for Vogue, Adidas, Chanel, and has been a top stylist for Balenciaga since 2014. She has deleted her Instagram account since the scandal hit, but archived images show a dark appreciation for child abuse, images of violent pedophilia, child torture, child disembowelment, Satanism, and cannibalism. Many of these images are appreciated by her rich and famous designer friends, Gosha Rubchinsky and Marc Jacobs, both accused of peddling pedophilia in their own work. A recent video shows what appears to be fake babies sold in blood-spattered Balenciaga swag.
What's in your bag?
In my bag? Like, shop or maybe?
Like,
should we do what's in your bag?
Yeah, can we do what's in the bag, please?
Should I hold it for you and you can take things out?
Excuse me, yeah. Look, there's like a... like when she starts to cry. Like, then when she's gonna pee, I don't know. Then when she's boring,
right as the Balenciaga scandal goes viral, Hollywood actress Nicole Kidman, who was recently glamorizing eating bugs, proudly releases her own Balenciaga ad on Instagram. From what we are learning about these people, it seems strange for us to put our faith in any single one of them. And by all appearances, this wasn't an accident. It seems to be another demoralizing psyop.
The Balenciaga stuff just gets worse and worse. Check this out.
The people that recruited all of the models for Balenciaga's runway show was a woman called Rachel Chandler, who has been on Jeffrey Epstein's island. She's even posted a picture on Instagram of CCTV footage back in 2013, bragging about being on an island.
This stuff's got me wondering if all high-end fashion brands are just fronts for human trafficking. So most of us know by now that Balenciaga got themselves canceled by having BDSM bears photographed with children. The same style bears were featured in one of their last runway shows, which was held in a mud pit, as if the brand weren't disgusting enough. But who opened for the show? Yeah, Kanye West was pretty close with Balenciaga before they got canceled for that last photo shoot. Kanye's been all over the place for years. Everybody knows that. I'm sure he's been through a lot. I feel for him, but let's keep our eyes open, yeah?
It's a very small club, and yet the majority of us still seem to obsess over them, like royalty. Which begs the question, do we have any power? And if we someday find that we do, what are we going to do about this evil? Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Fuentes riding shotgun, and we're going to get Laura Loomer on the line. He didn't want to wear an earpiece. That's fine. We're going to call her on his phone in like 10 minutes or so. So we'll get to you, Laura. But he wants to get her on, so that's great. We'll get her on. Yay. Let me bring up, since you guys want to get on this topic, the meeting with Trump. They're now using it against Trump. They're misrepresenting who Nick is. And I think that's fair to say. And they're lying about you, and they're trying to make it the new reason that DeSantis should be the 2024 front runner. And I like DeSantis in many ways, but I don't like who he's aligning with, all these big donors, and him playing along with this. It's just very troubling. So tell us about the meeting and what really happened there.
Nick, you have the minutes on it.
That's right. So it's where to begin. I want to set the record straight first of all, because there was a big piece in NBC the other day written by Mark Caputo with a lot of lies about the dinner. And I don't know if people were misquoted or if bad quotes were given, but people are being led to believe that this was somehow a setup or an ambush to make the president look bad. That's not true. Ye loves Trump. I love Trump. We came to the dinner to have a discussion with him and have a discussion with him about the 2024 race. Ye had a proposition for him. And so a lot of it was really put together in the last minute. I didn't even really know until I was at Mar-a-Lago whether or not we would be at the dinner. It was something that Ye and I discussed on the flight there and on the car ride over. So I just want to get that cleared up straight away, because I think Ye and I both believe that Trump is a great option. It really just comes down to Trump and Ye for the most
part. But them trying to premeditatedly claim it was some secret meeting and he knew he was meeting with you, that's not true.
No, yeah, and it was surprising because we had this conversation the day before we flew out. We were in L.A. on that Monday, and I was told it may not even be possible for you to get into Mar-a-Lago. They said, because there's so many people that will intercept you, there's a guest list and you have to be on it, and there's a security list and all these things. So I was told that I may not even be able to get through. Well, we pulled up to the club. They checked out Ye. They checked out Karen's ID and information. We drove up. We walked in. We sat down in the lobby. The president came out of the dining room, and that was that. He invited Ye to dinner, and I don't know if it was Ye or Trump, but one of them said, well, we want to bring Jamar, Karen, and Nick into the dining room. And so we came in. We sat down. Well, we took some pictures. Ye sort of lit up the whole room. Everybody wanted to get a picture with him. We sat down at the table. And I want to say initially it was a very pleasant dinner. Trump gave kind of the standard black voter pitch. He talked about the HBCUs, the opportunity zones, things like that. And then it turned out that Ye had accidentally sent a text message to a lawyer that both Trump and Ye share, and forward him some intel that Karen gave to us about how we were going to handle the Trump meeting and how to read his body language and the kinds of things that maybe we should avoid or things we might want to say. And so before the dinner, Ye accidentally forwarded that to a lawyer who then in the middle of the dinner apparently called Trump to say, hey, Karen Giorno's involved. This is a setup. You guys are being set up right now. It was really just based on a misunderstanding. And after that call, he...
Well, who's this lawyer?
Do you mind if I say the name?
Yes.
It's Yes You Mind?
Or, no, I don't.
Okay, it's Nick Gravante. So he was texting me.
I don't mind any names. Okay. I think that's the general gist. Let him finish the entire story.
So, because we pulled up in the car and Ye said, here, I'll forward you these notes. So he forwarded it to me and I said, hey, I didn't get the text. And we kind of brushed it off and we found out later he meant to send it to Nicholas Fuentes. He sent it to Nicholas Gravante on accident. So the dinner was actually very pleasant. It was very friendly. Ye picked out a song to play. He put on Say You Will off of 808s. And then Trump said, oh, I don't know, let's put on one of your hits. So he put on Stronger. It was very congenial. Well, then in the middle of the dinner, Trump gets this call because Nick Gravante apparently sent the text to one of Trump's guys or somebody. Somebody called Trump and said Karen is giving Ye intel because Karen worked for Trump. She ran the state of Florida during the Republican primary in 16. And so he got the heads up. They thought it was some big ambush. So he gets off the phone and the tone totally flipped. And he starts telling Ye these stories about how some of his black constituents had betrayed him. He told the story about how he got ASAP Rocky out of jail. He told the story about how he got the NBA basketball players out of the Chinese.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Difference of Trump's Truth Socials.
Yeah. So he put out three successive posts. There's three responses from Trump on Truth Social, and they just get more sort of erratic as the pressure grows. You know, the first one, he says, it was a very uneventful dinner. I did meet with Ye. The next post was, I don't know who Nick Fuentes was, and it was totally uneventful. The third one, he says, Yay, a very troubled man who happens to be black came for badly needed advice. And so it just kept getting more and more sort of angry and erratic. And I think what Yay's getting at, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but Trump is surrounded by handlers. He's surrounded by people like Jared Kushner and Jason Miller. He's got three campaign managers.
Jared Kushner bailed because he got what he wanted out of Trump, right? What did Jared do when Trump was in office?
He got the Abraham Accords. Jared Kushner with his best friend, Bibi Netanyahu, at 666 Fifth Avenue. They brokered the Abraham Accords, which opened up investment from the Gulf states into Israel.
What did Netan have to say about it exactly?
Netanyahu loves it, of course, because this.
But let's expand on that.
I love Jerry. Hey, what's up? This is Ned.
Okay.
No, keep going. My point is that it's fair, though, for Trump that it is a political attack to claim that he endorses or represents even the views they claim you hold that you don't hold. So clearly, you can see how the media is using you guys as an attack on Trump.
They're using us to try to put this guy we've never heard of, DeSantis, in office. Like, DeSantis is going to play by the book. The thing about Trump is this guy is one of the best presidents we have. He's top five presidents. He's right there with Ronald Reagan. And he was a Wharton grad. He's one of the best businessmen of all time. And the entire time he was the president, the Jewish media attacked him. They were mad because he was actually working for the country. And now they're doing everything, including this meeting, to try to say he's not allowed to meet with. This is InfoWars. Who are you to say who the president can meet with, Netanyahu? Like, I'm not going to, the Holy Spirit fills me up, and the less sin I have, the less angry I get, you know? So you can't make me angry, but if I was of another version of Ye, the Kanye West that you guys know, I would be angry at Netan for even speaking on one of the best presidents, one of our best presidents of all times. Shut the bless up, Netan. This is from Ye. Now you know who I am. Do you know who I am now, Netanyahu? You know who I am now, Jared Kushner? You know who I am, Josh Kushner? Let me tell you something about Softy Josh, right? Marshmallow Josh was at a dinner. I'm at Jared's house, Jared and Ivanka's house. And I didn't realize at the dinner that Josh Kushner had 10% of Skims, which was my ex-wife's clothing line, which I have 5% of. And it's one of the reasons why, even after the attack where Ari Emanuel had all of my deals destroyed, I was still worth $400 million, right? And still had $250 million of cash available, right? So, Josh, I say, what do you think about Jared working for me in 2024? And Josh looks at Jared and says, oh, I would kill him. And so then towards the end of the meeting, I'm leaving their apartment. They do like a soft hug because I think like Jared, as soft as Jared is, he has to hug Josh extra soft so, you know, he doesn't melt like toilet paper. And what I realized afterwards that Josh had 10% of a line that I only had 5%, double where I, you know, Skims is an extension of Yeezy. It's an extension of my brand. Literally, I put the creative director from Yeezy at Skims because at first Skims was a lingerie line And then it was Chris Jenner's idea to make it a shapewear line. And I said, I have the perfect person. Let's take these elements of Yeezy and let's put this here. And then Josh goes in and puts $150 million from some investment firm to then control something that my ex-wife was making for our children.
No, I get it. You're at this meeting and literally realizing, oh, my God, I own this and ran this. This guy's double what I get. You didn't even know he was the owner.
Yeah, and that's what I explained to Jared. I was on text with Jared. I said, what if I had 10% of a line with Ivanka, and you didn't know, and you only had 5%? I'm sure you...
But what if he learned you own 10% of 666 Park Avenue? He'd be pissed.
Or what if I had 10% of that 800... How big was the deal that he did after he got out of...
Well, what you're saying is we need reparations from Hollywood. We need the Hollywood elite that have almost all the money. They need reparations to America.
Wait, I want to talk about how Jared did that first deal.
You hear what I'm saying?
With Netton.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, he got billions, and this is something that was covered in the Wall Street Journal. Jared Kushner brokered the Abraham Accords with Netanyahu, and before Trump was even out of office, they were arranging for how Kushner could take a massive fee from
him. Oh, yeah, but separate from Kushner getting money, I don't like Kushner. He glows in the dark. He's creepy as hell. Yeah, I mean, that's a good peace deal to get the Arabs and Jews to quit killing each other. I mean,
I agree with you to some extent, but don't...
I mean, actually, that's a pretty... I said that's something good Kushner did. I mean, I don't like Kushner, but...
He did it for the money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we got things, you know.
And I would say...
I'm not defending him. I'm saying, isn't it good to try to get Middle East peace?
Let's ask Nick.
Yeah, Nick, go ahead.
If you want Middle East peace, you have to go to Israel, because Israel is the one who has been bombing Syria. Israel is the one that's...
And they got 200 nuclear weapons. They ain't going nowhere.
Exactly, and that's why they killed JFK and RFK, was because of they were trying to get their WMD program off the ground, Operation Apollo. It was Jack Kennedy that wanted IAEA inspectors looking into it.
No, and that is probably one of the main... That's one of the reasons Kennedy got killed. That was
what we need to say right now, and we're going to bring Ali on in a second. Is both of my parents were educators, right? And we're here as the educators. That's what's in our heart. When we get the information, we put ourselves at risk to give you the information. There's a lot of teachers, incredibly intelligent people that have been canceled and kicked out of universities for not playing along with the system. So stop looking at us like celebrities, like we're trying to get media. We're using our position, putting our finances, putting our personal well-being at risk to say the truth out loud. And I was on the plane with Nick, and I said, it feels like we're in Vietnam in the middle of the war with our backs to the wall, holding our guns and saying, you know, Nick, how did you get here? Yay, how did you get here? Well, all the guns are going off and all the media is going off, and say, this is InfoWars, right? So you got some info warriors on both sides of you, and you fought for us. You've been fighting this battle for a long time, Alex, and we just got to salute you as a Christian and as American, because you paved the way to make braver soldiers like us today. It's like Terminator Part 10 happening right now.
Wow. All right. We got to go to break. We're going to get Laura Loomer on. We're going to get Ollie Alexander. I'm demanding him on. Yeah. The smartest guys that know in politics. And we're going to continue. Owen Schroyer is going to come on. We're going to continue on as long as you guys want to go. We'll take breaks and stuff, too, and get, you know, Yay to eat something or whatever. Me and Nick got something. He hasn't eaten yet. And we're just...
I stay fasting.
He just... That's right. He won't eat. I'm trying to get him to eat. So I'm like Italian. Manja. So we're going to...
I got to watch my accounts, because they've been frozen by the Jewish banks. So I need to watch my meals.
Well, CNN says white people are evil Nazis, so... I mean, I disagree with both statements, but I get the...
Yeah,
pros.
I don't like the word evil next to Nazis. I think we need to look at...
Oh, my goodness. Just because you don't like one group doesn't mean the other. Look,
I love Jewish people, but I also love Nazis.
Oh, man. Well, I have to disagree with that. But listen, we're going to go to break. I'm the crazy one here. We're all crazy. The whole world's crazy. And the whole power structure's coming down. This is absolutely lit. This is lit. Number one show in the world right now. Everybody's tuning in everywhere. Yay. Everybody, I appreciate you being here. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back and play that little my favorite promo with Yay. And then we're going to air the Trudeau clip, and then we'll go right back to Yay. Stay with us.
Christmas 2022 is almost here.
And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more, and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of The Great Reset, War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover us. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All celebrities are controlled. You don't see no celebrities talking about the Balenciaga situation, right? So that just shows you all of these celebrities out here. Don't let them influence you in any way, because they're controlled by the people who really influence the world. They're not serving God.
that he trying to cancel me. I don't care, nada. I see dads putting kids just to run up commas. Brands keep going woke, they gon' lose dollars, threw away Nike. And now I burn Balenciaga. Now I burn Balenciaga. They keep coming for our kids, now we need a father. Designer brands and they hot, I know hell is hotter, threw away Nike. And now I burn Balenciaga. If you a Christ, you on my team, you know what I mean. They pushing LGBT on children movie screens. They pushing pedophilia, they sneak it in the scenes. And all these holding brands, we doing the same thing. Balenciaga got caught, now nah, that ain't fault. I can't support wickedness, I walk a high talk. I know Satan want me to run, but it ain't Marshall's fault. I don't care about getting canceled, don't know who you. They try promoting cuties, I deleted Netflix. Nike pushes sexuality, so I exit. We hit them in their pockets, they gon' get the message. It's time to build our own up like it's Tetris. Epstein Island, can I see the guest list? We gotta protect the children because they precious. If we don't fight now, what they gon' be left with? Cause it's gon' get worse, just wait for their next trick. They keep trying to cancel me, I don't care, nada. I see dads putting kids just to run up commas. Brands keep going woke, they gon' lose dollars, threw away Nike. And now I'm remember Balenciaga. Now I burn Balenciaga. They keep coming for our kids, now we need a father. Designer brands and they hot, I know hell is hotter. Threw away Nike, and now I burn Balenciaga. Balenciaga, let me get my 1400 bag. Hunter riding teddy bears and they come and drag. You go woke, you go broke, yeah that's big fat. Now you can't blame Kanye, so you big man. They call it art, but we call it pedophilia. They try to cancel culture, but now we got a fear in us. Supreme Court documents about CP, and not a word from the White House is sleeping. Joe, you know you as a fan. Kyrie just got banned. It's all part of the plan.
Are you woke?
Companies pulling scams, exploiting all the children, selling them for bands.
Are you broke?
Now they still blaming Ray J. But me, I'm blaming Kim K. I pray to God every day when I wake up. Every undercover pedo, they gon' have to face us. They keep trying to cancel me. I don't care, nada. I see dads putting kids just to run up commas. Brands keep going woke. They gon' lose dollars, threw away Nike. And now I'm from Balenciaga. Now I burn Balenciaga. They keep coming for our kids, now we need a father. Designer brands and they hot, I know hell is hotter. Threw away Nike, and now I burn Balenciaga. 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 Burn Balenciaga.
Free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com is now back. For more than 6 months, we've not had free shipping. But free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com for all orders $50 or greater. We had to get rid of it for a while because of financial issues, but now we've signed a deal with one of the top shipping companies in the nation, and so we can do free shipping on orders $50 or more, and all of the regular orders below that are up to half the cost shipping was previously. So we've got extremely competitive shipping now, which is going to lower the price across the board of all the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And on top of that, the biggest sale of the year, the Mega Blowout Sale going right through Christmas, is running right now, up to 60% off with promo code 1776 and double Patriot points on your next order. That's an additional 10% off that you save each time you order at InfoWarsStore.com. So, it's finally back. Free shipping on orders of $50 or more, and the regular orders, you're going to see the shipping dramatically, massively cut. We worked hard to get this done. I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you now while you still can to get things like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, VasoBeats, Ultra 12, the list goes on and on. And all these products are going to stay at huge discount right through Christmas. The issue is X2, X3, BioTrue Selenium, Wake of America Coffee. So many of the products have already sold out. And so we'll keep the sale going, but in a week or so, a bunch of the best-selling products will be gone, like DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Bodies, and others. So take advantage of this sale. Get free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Enrich your immune system, empower your body, make your life richer, and keep us on air. Please take action. InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping is back.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice
Just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, f*** you, f*** you, f*** you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Earpiece, so he's going to call Laura Loomer. Yeah, so we're going to put Laura Loomer on the way. She was originally going to be on earlier. Yeah, you're hosting the show. Go ahead.
Laura, can you guys hear Laura on the mic?
What they're doing is they're talking to her out there. I told them 45 minutes ago.
Laura,
so tell
can
her,
you on the mic?
Tell her you're going to call her. They didn't do that because it's such a party.
I can hear you.
Can you guys hear her? Laura, say something.
She's not
Laura Loomer.
Yeah, Laura, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going?
You're on the air with Ye. Go ahead. He wants to do it over a speakerphone. Go ahead.
Well, look, I just wanted to call in. You know, I see that everybody on this stream has been canceled in some fashion, and, you know, I've also been canceled, and, you know, I have a unique perspective because you know, I'm Jewish, and I happen to be one of the most banned and censored people in this country. And so, you know, I just wanted to talk about cancel culture and, you know, the act of debanking and deplatforming from my perspective, because, you know, I was really one of the first people that experienced all of this cancel culture. And I would just say that, you know, I can sympathize with anybody who's had their voice silenced. I don't think that censorship is the answer, no matter how much you disagree with another person or how offensive you may find their statements or their arguments to be. And what we need in this country is more free speech. And I say that, you know, as a Jewish American woman watching this stream and, you know, watching the plague of cancel culture that has really swept not just our country, but the entire world over these last few years. And I will say that being Jewish has never saved me from being canceled. It never stopped the banks from shutting down my access to my bank account. Being Jewish never, you know, prevented me from becoming, like I said, the most banned woman in the world. So I just wanted to make it clear that, you know, while, you know, there's no disputing the fact that groups like the ADL and AIPAC and, you know, powerful, you know, left-wing Jewish individuals and in some cases right-wing Jewish individuals themselves are advocating for cancel culture, there are Jews themselves who have also been canceled.
Yeah, you shouldn't be penalized for what other people have done. Martin Luther King said that, and I agree with it. So, yeah, you called yourself more like Martin Luther King the other day than Malcolm X. I tend to agree with that. I like Malcolm X. I've read his writings, listened to him, incredibly smart intellectual. He was downtrodden. He was telling people to stand up. He was an amazing revolutionary for his time, an amazing man.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Twice in Florida, the first time in Trump's home district, which was actually the most Jewish district in the country, and then most recently in District 11. You know, I ran on a campaign of free speech.
No, I know you did. So what about a First Amendment or a Bill of Rights party, you know, that could transcend party lines? What about a free speech pro to self-defense, a First Amendment, Second Amendment party? I mean, how do we fix this, Ye?
We fix this with the word of Christ. The first book of Moses called Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. That's where we start.
And they know that. That's why Prometheus shows that. All right, Laura, thank you so much. Thank you. Closing comments or yay? I want to move on to
Laura,
Ollie. And
thank you very much for calling in. Talk later. Thanks a lot.
All right. So good. That's all good. Great. Nick, see you in Florida. You want to say something before we go to Ollie, Alexander, and Owen?
Yeah, I want to jump in and say that I agree. I think, though, that it's not so much about the Bill of Rights. I think it's really more about Christianity. I think that what America needs is a Christian party.
Oh, I agree. Politically, it's about our freedoms, but you're right. Christ is first.
Right, and it gets to the nature of Judaism. which is the fact that Jews do not believe that Christ was the Son of God. And in fact, they're the only group that hate Jesus. Muslims see Jesus as a prophet. Buddhists, Hindus see Jesus as a spiritual figure. Jews write in their Talmud that Christ is burning in hell. They don't like the cross.
Well, I think that's because he's kind of was taking over the thing. So at the end of the day, we worship a Jew or we say he's not really a Jew.
It's not the same thing, though, because the kind of Judaism that we have now is not of the Old Testament. It's of the rabbinical oral tradition. So these people are worshiping.
They're not following the Old Testament. They're following the Zohar and the Talmud and all that.
That's right. Exactly.
People should read that for themselves. What about Haile Selassie? Because this is what happened to Kyrie Irving, and it made me really mad because when I was a kid growing up reading comic books and stuff, I could read really early. When I was like 5, I could read like a 10-year-old. When I was 10, I could read like a college student. And so I put down comic books when I was about 8 because my mom had all these history books, and some of them were picture history books, but I started reading those. And it's like a fact that Solomon married a bunch of black women. It's a fact that Ethiopia was Jewish. It's a fact that North Africa was Jewish. It's a fact that that went on. And then Kyrie Irving puts out a video explaining that a bunch of North African blacks are intermarried and part Jewish, and Israel lets a bunch of blacks in because they can prove that their lineage, their names are Jewish names. So how is it anti-Semitic, and how does the ADL say it's anti-Semitic for black people who are related directly to King Solomon and King David, the line of Judah, which Haile Selassie was the leader of Ethiopia? That's where this whole movement comes from, to act like they don't know this. I'm not blaming Jews for this. I'm blaming the leftist ADL. To deny black Jews their heritage is a historic fraud. It's a damn historic fact. It's on Wikipedia. It's not even debated.
Sure, but it's not just the leftists, it's the right-wing ones too, you know, because in Israel, Ye was just showing me a clip the other day where they are racist towards the Sudanese or Ethiopian black Jews that immigrate into Israel. They kick them out, there's quotas.
Well, I mean, Israel's even mean to the Hasidic Jews now. I mean, that's what I'm saying, they're waging war.
Right, so I agree with you, and what they've done to Kyrie Irving is just disgusting.
Hey, Dr. Zelenko, beautiful person, wonderful guy. Mm. He'll tell you, he goes, yeah, that's what runs Israel's evil, and so is your groups.
Ben Shapiro just met. That Kyrie won't sign his basketball. Back to you, Nick.
so, but what about that issue? I'm sure you know about Haile Selassie and Kyrie Irving. Your take on Kyrie?
That's my brother. And I love the fact that just like now, it felt like you were in this battle by yourself. But now you got two warriors alongside of you, like gargoyles at the top of the buildings in New York, ready to fight for Christ. And when Kyrie put up that information, they always want to write me off and say, Ye is just so crazy, so crazy, so crazy. And then Kyrie was like, okay, here goes some information right here. Information is the unlock. There's five elements that the 1%, the elites, use to control the 99%, which are the masses. Those elements are water, food, shelter, medicine, education. Which one of those five elements are the most important? Education. Because with the knowledge, you can go get water, you can go get food, you can get shelter, and you can get medication.
They don't want independence.
I agree. And Kyrie fought for something. And then also, you know, for me, Kyrie, I love Kyrie. He did what his job was. They had the Hebrew Israelites in front of the game. And now the high schools, I always think about the high schools. I always think about the future, the grammar schools, the high schools. These are the people that are going to change our lives. So the high schools are asking questions. People are running around saying, oh, Ye's racist. What is the term racism was created? And I think the construct of racism was created.
The communist Russians.
Yeah. And it's like the whole woke culture, the idea the white man did this, the Jewish guy did this. Now I'm saying specifically the bankers. I think my misstep in the tweet was to pinpoint a people as opposed to pinpointing the devil and the fact that the devil used to have that. But more than that, it was my disobedience to God that forced me into the whale's stomach as I am right now. But it's only my obedience to God that's going to bring me out of the whale's stomach.
Well, let's elaborate. You're not walking back what you said. You are clarifying it, which is key. It's evil in the hearts of men and women that's a problem. And so you're not walking it back. You're clarifying. This is big.
Let's clarify. Satan, the angel, God's one of his favorite angels, one of the most powerful angels.
The most powerful.
Yeah. Satan. That's what I like. The most powerful angel, Satan. And he brought angels with him when he left heaven, right? How many angels did Satan bring with him?
33% of them. So he brought billions of angels with him.
So angels, I mean, Satan has 33% of God's warriors with him, working for Satan. But God runs the world. And it's Satan that gets inside of the Zionists and makes them do evil things. But these are stories because I'm a baby Christian, right? But I heard that, you know, God loves me so much. He loves me so much, right? Then I go to drink champs and I'm drinking. And the Bible says, king, don't drink, right? I noticed that, Milo, I know I'm not saying it in correct, perfect English, but the Bible says, king, don't drink. And I'm drinking and I'm smoking and I'm using my ego because I'm tired of these like fed.
They're like, I'm lit.
Let me say, I'm tired of these fed celebrities trying to pick on me, thinking that they gangster. We not in high school, Meek Mills. We not in high school, Puff Daddy. And everyone thinks that they're so much more gangster, like they got me in some way. Ain't none of y'all more gangster than God, and God got me. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that.
Oh, no. Everybody pose and act tough. If you talk about rebel, black sheep, yeah. I mean, you're definitely it, buddy.
Yeah, y'all not tough to me. But I'm drinking, and then I start saying stuff that doesn't please God, right? It wasn't the Zionists. It wasn't the banks. It's God set me back. But the fact that I still had $400 million and Forbes couldn't get around it, it showed God loves me, but he had to set me back a little.
Well, it's a Jobian proverb. You're going through a Jobian trial.
Yeah, because since I lost my wife, right, since I lost my family and I was no longer the priest right in the middle of that home, and I didn't have the say-so over the content that my kids watch and what they wore and where they went to school and how we went to church and what they ate, I was frustrated and I let the devil come and get me. I let the devil pull me in. Next thing you know, I'm at New Year's Eve parties having threesomes. I'm like, God was so mad at me. He said, I empowered you. I gave you every skill set. You're like Moses. You saved Caesar's life in battle twice. You know, you might stutter. You might not be the best communicator, but you're a leader, yay. And you're down there. You're not representing me. You're drinking. You're having sex. And you know what? And God, he waited on me. He let me go, you know, 8 months into the year. But it wasn't until I bragged about serving Satan with the actions that God said, I got to set you back now and set you straight. And then, so we're moving my school. We're moving the Donda Theology Engineering University into a church. And we were there talking with the pastor. And then a homeless gentleman came in and was talking to us. And I said, is this a plant? I don't know. But this is the greatest theologist that I've met. And I had him come to a Bible study. We were working on the walk to the house. I don't like to call it a campaign. We're working to the walk.
Yeah, hold on. This is a hard break at the end of the hour. Stations rejoin us. I skipped the other break. We got to have this. We're back in 2 minutes. We got to do this hard break. And I asked you, you want to put a website out where people can actually hear what you have to say? Or?
I want you to remind me what I'm saying so I can give this explanation.
No. You told me on the phone the story.
I need to tell the people, though.
No, you will. I'm going to remember. It's the amazing homeless guy comes in.
Yeah.
And he gives you this incredible word. All right.
I don't care about the website. I care about Jesus Christ and people knowing that.
I get it. But they also got to know where to actually find what you're actually saying.
No, the only place to find it is in the Bible. My website is the Bible.
Nick, where do people find what you're doing?
Cozy.tv/Nick and the Bible.
All right. I'm just trying to like, all right. Hey, it's all about free speech. We'll be right back. Hour number three with Yay and so many more. And we've got Owen Schroyer and Ollie Alexander loaded, ready to go in the other studio, 10 feet through that wall. So they're coming up. Hour number three of the most banned broadcast in the world, straight ahead.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.